This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Things reportedly did not go all that well in China overnight as a result of new financial regulations meant to rein in over speculation and leverage there. Chinese stocks fell 5%. Beijing allows the Wild West in markets and then irregularly intervenes, which roils them until they get concerned over that, and then act to stabilize them, followed by new leverage in a pattern. The weight of the Chinese debt has been causing rates to go up there. This is impacting some commodities. The Wall Street Journal reported that iron ore fell the 8% limit in China overnight. A few regulations and a one-day correction will not fix the credit bubble that they have been inflating. Just like the earthquake expected in California, the big one is going to happen in Chinese markets and their economy one day. Fitch Ratings reported that speculative investments there had grown from 10% to 26% of GDP in the last 3 years. Have Donald throw in some uncertainty in trade soon, and the walls begin to waver and shake. The U.S. dollar has been stuck, marching in place all week, and many of these markets will be waiting for the results of the French election Sunday. The French have many of the same pressures that drove elections in the United States and prompted Brexit, reflected in the success of the nationalist challenger Le Pen, whom Donald has appeared to support in the French election. She denies French involvement in the Holocaust and would pull France out of the European Union, Euro, and NATO as a friend of Putin. Former President Obama formally endorsed Emmanuel Macron, who is a centrist candidate. Macron is ahead in the polls with 61%, and the polls have been trending his way. European markets think that he will win, and the battle then begins between the European Union and UK negotiating their divorce. Putin may not win this one. U.S. crude oil stocks did not fall as much as the trade expected, despite U.S. refineries operating at the highest rate in 34 years, causing inventories of gasoline and diesel to surge. Carl Icahn must be making money. His RIN cost has fallen. The American Petroleum Institute missed the increase in gas inventory, having called for a decrease, which is seasonal. This is another nuance of the economy. The Fed claims to see growth, but consumers are not buying gas even though they have a job. The crude oil market tanked to $44 a barrel before some profit-taking by shorts trimmed the loss. None of this is particularly good for the ethanol industry. Same-store gasoline sales reported a 2.3% decline, which means less ethanol is blended and sold. Distillers' grains are at historically low prices, so ethanol plants do not pick up revenue there. Mexico and South Korea, both of whom Donald is picking trades fights with, are the two top distillers' grain export buyers. They need corn this cheap with oil this cheap right now. There is some good news for ethanol. Exports hit a record 387 million gallons first quarter. That would annualize at 1.5 billion gallons if they'd keep it up. Brazil and India are the biggest ethanol buyers. We may have ducked a bullet as the committee in Brazil that was deciding on whether to impose a tariff on U.S. ethanol postponed the decision until June. Brazil uses an E27 blend and they need our ethanol to meet demand there. The price of oil will be weak until the U.S. shale oil producers slow production again. We know that $50 plus a barrel turned them on. What price does it take to shut them off again? OPEC and Russia are in trouble, but they didn't expect for the resiliency of the U.S. shale oil industry. In some other good news, Casey's General Stores is adding E15 and E85 at 17 sites in Kansas, Iowa, and Illinois. The state corn promotion boards have been working on this for a long time. It's been frustrating to see new Casey's stations go up without blenders pumps in recent years. They have said that they are a pizza station and also sell gas. Fine, but they also sell ethanol blends. Now Casey's has 1,950 stores in the Midwest, but you have to start somewhere, and this is a start. I suppose that we should thank them. A footnote on the hog market. There's no ball of fire under the product market yet to motivate packers to pay up for cash hogs, yet packers have gotten generous all of a sudden, bidding Iowa, Minnesota butchers higher. There was little, if any, sign in weight, still slightly higher than a year ago, that numbers were tightening, but they are paying more to get the hogs. A seasonal turn has obviously taken place. The bounce back in lean hog suggests that the April low is a major low and that both catch and futures were oversold. Pork values are very cheap, in my opinion. When they can feature pork roast for 88 cents a pound and other retail pork is under $2 a pound, consumers are being offered tremendous value there. June lean hog futures have now rebounded to where they were testing old broken support as resistance. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at Comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.